On March 12th, Amy Serdam and her husband, Dr. Dan Serdam, waged war on COVID-19. The two Wyoming residents owned Stitches Acute Care, a clinic in Laramie, Cheyenne, and Wellington, Colorado. The clinics have transformed to a testing and treatment center for the global pandemic at a local level, as well as an information hub for the whole state. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim speaks with Amy and Dan Serdam about how their world has changed in so little time.
You know, the view of our patient population, I think, has definitely changed. Like, I think a week and a half ago, we viewed our patients as the people who sought care from us at Stitches. And now we very much view our patients as the entire population of our communities that we serve. And, you know, are really just trying to protect as many people as we can.
One of the biggest things that I hear is that testing has been hard to come by, that the state and most states are underprepared when it comes to ventilators and just beds available. Have there been those challenges, and have they improved?
So yes, those challenges are all the realities that we're facing. I think when this first started to come our way, so to speak, there was an announcement made that the federal government's going to make 1 million tests available. And to the layperson, well, that sounds like a lot, but when you try to distribute that throughout the country, that really doesn't go very far. And our biggest frustration up to today still that we can't test people who we want to test, because when people are scared and they don't feel well, you know, they want to know if they have the virus or not. And we have very limited tests, so we have to be, you know, we're following the CDC guidelines in terms of who gets a test and who doesn't get a test, you know, but those are changing very quickly. And so we've had to be very kind of prudent in terms of who we're testing, who we're not testing. You know, initially, Wyoming was allocated zero tests when this all began, and California received 200 tests. So it gives you an idea of kind of the woefully inadequate initial response, and now we're chasing our tail, so to speak. But private laboratories are kind of ramping up their ability to test for this virus. And so we're seeing more test kits available coming our way. It may take 2 weeks before we're able to really kind of test everybody that needs to be tested. And in terms of protective equipment, you know, there is a huge shortage. People initially were hoarding supplies, and people were actually stealing supplies. And so the people on the front lines that needed these supplies, we just simply don't have them. So we're doing everything we can. We've gone to Home Depot to buy masks that will protect our employees and our patients.
So what do you want ideally from the state or federal government right now? And maybe what would you have wanted from the beginning?
You know, if anything, we needed more transparency. And the state and federal government really they're not set up to deal with a pandemic like this. We have the technology and the capability to quickly test people, but the fact is we weren't able to test in a timely manner. The people on the front lines, you know, a lot of times are not communicated with with the state and federal agencies. I'll give you an example. There's counties that have a stockpile of certain supplies but can't be released because they're controlled by the federal government, and these local agencies have not been given the green light by the federal government to release these supplies to EMS responders and frontline workers.
A lot has changed in the past week. Do you feel like the community is ready to handle what's going on and that we're in a better position now?
Yes. I think we were all like, is this really happening? Is this really what we're supposed to be doing? And there were some people questioning the necessity of it. But I think in the short 6 days that have passed, people are accepting of this and grateful that there is a separation and we're limiting as much exposure as possible for our staff and community members and patients.
What are the big remaining issues to tackle for you guys going forward?
So our immediate issues are supplies, protective equipment, N95 masks, and also enough swabs so we can truly test everyone or the people who need tested. Right now, we have to be very picky about who we test. The results that we have received, the patients have that have been positive have had fairly mild symptoms in that they did not need you know, hospitalization or anything like that. So I think this is much more prevalent than we are aware of, just because we have had such limited testing. So those are immediate concerns. I think the other immediate concern we have is, you know, for people to take this seriously. It's not a game. It's not an exercise. This is real time. This is happening. This is here. And we have to protect our community members. I think there are still some people who are at Walmart or getting together with others in a social setting. And that's just not safe for a lot of people in our community. And so we would hope that people would take this very seriously and everyone would social distance and self-isolate.
Well, thanks to both of you for doing what you're doing and for joining me.
Thank you.
That was Cooper McKim speaking with the owners of Stitches Acute Care, Amy and Dr. Dan Serdam, on handling COVID-19.